BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here it is, Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A brilliant, brilliant innuendo bingo with Greg James. One of the best for a while. That's on here. The video's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Chris spontaneously burst into song anywhere, like on my new favourite TV show, South Side Story. And Charlie Sloth with a pancake Fat Tuesday real or no real extravaganza.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
How are you this afternoon? We did promise Louise Thompson off of The Jump and Made in Chelsea on Innuendo Bingo today, but Louise has had to cancel for some last-minute filming commitments. She just woke up and there was like a camera in her face. I guess it happens if you're on Made in Chelsea. So today, instead, we're not saying that it's that he's Plan B or anything, but it is Greg James who's going to be on today at 1:45. Greg is always ace when he plays this game. Mm. Gets fully involved.
I just checked Louise Thompson's Twitter, though, and there's no apology yet, which I would expect.
What's she doing? Having champagne with Bitty or whatever?
She's not updated it. I think I might unfollow. I just... It annoys me.
Fingernail emoji?
Well, kind of, yes. It is annoying, though, isn't it? It's very last minute to have a filming.
A little bit last minute there, but never mind, eh?
But then sure. It does show you that Made in Chelsea must be real, because she's had to cancel really last minute. There must be some kind of boyfriend drama
there
or something which
something.
They need to capture.
Oh, yeah, with three cameras.
So they've got to cancel Innuendo Bingo really, really, really last minute.
Yeah, and all that kind of spontaneous arguing that happens on the show is probably happening right now in her house.
That's what I mean. So I suppose maybe we should have sympathy for the fact that she has to miss Innuendo Bingo today.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for whatever happens, Louise. We've turned that right around, haven't we?
Yeah.
So today it's Greg James at 1:45 and 3:40 this afternoon. I've already remembered, which is rare. It's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which falls today on Pancake Day.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Never love you like I can.
Sam Smith, like I can, on BBC Radio 1. He's feeling quite homesick today.
Sam Smith?
Yeah. It's all over his Twitter. It just feels like he wants to come home.
Is that because of the time difference, though? So it might be quite late there and you get tired and emotional quite late at night. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's been quite melty today. But I imagine if you're away from home for a long period of time, it gets quite hard being on the road and that. Real or no real, facts are interfering with my life again. Do you remember the other day, one of the facts was that the French for lol is MDR.
Yeah.
Now every time someone texts me, I reply with MDR, just to annoy them or confuse them. Mm. And it's kind of got to the point now where people are like, what do you mean? But try it, because that's the French for lol. So if someone does something slightly amusing on WhatsApp or Twitter or text, just put MDR back. It will really confuse your friends. But you're still saying lol, in French.
I find it with all the real or no reals, it is really difficult when you're in the pub and you're trying to regurgitate them and you just can't remember which ones are real or not.
I know. It's a constant problem. Anyway, next time you want to say lol, say MDR on text instead. It'll really, really confuse your friends.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like when you get an email and it's complaining or just giving you abuse and then halfway through they realise that they've got it wrong. Damn, hi. You just introduced the song as DJ Fresh and Ellie Goulding. It's actually DJ Fresh and Ella Eyre. Big mistake. Let's hope the bosses don't find out. Otherwise, you're getting sacked in the morning. And then it goes, oh, wait. Now Ellie Goulding's song has come on. Perhaps you said DJ Fresh, then Ellie Goulding. Please disregard this email and forget I ever said anything. Dan, sent from my HTC.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. I'm really sorry if I killed the buzz by starting to play M83 and then didn't play it anymore. But Chris is in a right sulk because Louise Thompson hasn't turned up. So, I mean, obviously it affects everybody, the listeners, M83 themselves, because they won't be getting as much money. Yes, Greg?
And me.
Oh, are you upset about it?
Well, it affects me because I'm sort of a substitute. Yeah. I'm the understudy.
No, you're not.
No,
think of yourself as that.
I'm not saying it like that. I just mean, you know, Gerard Butler managed to turn up.
Yes, but I'm saying that
Will
basically
Ferrell turned up.
The listeners have suffered by not hearing Midnight City, and it's, you know, it's not their fault, and it's not M83's fault. It's Louise Thompson's fault.
It is.
So, but don't worry, you'll be able to hear it on Radio 1 probably in another 2 hours. so don't worry about it. Hi, Greg.
M83.
Yeah. It's on quite a lot.
I'm quite excited. I was very keen today.
Yes.
I've done it for ages.
No, it's nothing against you, mate. I love playing with you.
I'd hope it wouldn't be. Why would it be against me? I got a text from your producer this morning saying you're up for it, and I was like, yeah, of course
I will. It's very kind of you to offer yourself up in that way.
I mean, it's better than a real job, isn't it? It's not like someone's... It's the equivalent of like someone going, oh, can you cover my shift, mate, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's great, because normally what happens if they can't get hold, let's say someone cancels last minute, I end up having to go over myself.
Yes.
And it's
to be fair, that's not happened for a long time.
It hasn't, no, I guess not.
But I do, the one that I do like is...
Mills loves it. He watches it at home. He re-watches it at home.
Yeah. It's the one, and it's from ages ago, it's the one where you're lying on your back and it's spaghetti hoops.
Why? You're so weird.
It's really good, and it just goes off through his nose.
I mean,
really
in many ways, do you need me?
Yes, no. You're not making him feel welcome.
No. I mean it in a good way. Like, I can go and find some yogurt, and you can do the one.
Definitely
the
not.
Yogurt one's my favourite.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's
as
a
well.
Great one when you're on your back and the yogurt comes out.
I don't want to go from Louise Thompson to yoga over myself.
Should I just go?
That's the least ideal situation.
I'm happy because I think everyone will win if I go.
Greg James, you are a Radio 1 team player, and that's why I love you.
Hero. And you've got your shorts on and everything.
And a rugby shirt.
Genuinely, these shorts were still drying on the radiator from the last one I did.
Yeah.
So these are like my bingo pants.
They go a bit crispy.
Yeah, they have. Like cardboard.
Oh, the radiator's a bit hot.
So I'm in my bingo pants. I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to play... Oh, really? Headlights by Eminem. Fine. And then we'll do Innuendo Bingo.
Play something else.
We can't keep doing this.
I haven't got anything else.
We can't keep just saying, right, let's not play that.
That's right.
Play M83.
No, M83's loss is Nate and Eminem's gain.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sarah on Twitter says, this is my favourite part of the week. If I worked at Radio 1, I would always have spare clothes and volunteer... to play Innuendo Bingo. It's true. It is a great, great game. And Greg James, thank you for being part of it today.
My pleasure. I've found the poshest thing possible in the office. I found a rugby shirt.
There we are.
So I'll be I'm going to posh myself up a bit more.
Yeah, because
oh my God, Chris, oh my God, you're going to get so totes drenched.
No,
oh
because actually it would have been quite a posh one if Louise had been here. So if you could just be like, maybe you could be like Hugo.
Oh, God, Chris, do you like a posh one?
Shorts are a little short, aren't they?
They are unsightly, but they are practical. Sorry to the viewers.
Get on the Radio 1 website if you want to see that. It's bbc.co.uk/Radio1. Roisin says, I'm going to take our relationship to the next level today, Scott and Chris, not only listening, but actually watching Innuendo Bingo for the first time. If you've never watched it before, you need to watch it. It's so good if you watch. Go to the Radio 1 website now. You can even do this on your tablet or your phone at bbc.co.uk/Radio1.
Righty-ho.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
We were talking earlier about the names that you just wouldn't have on Made in Chelsea. Sue, I think, is one of them.
Linda.
Yeah.
Pam. Audrey.
Audrey, yes, good. There'd never be an Audrey in Maiden Chelsea.
There'd never be a Barry, would there?
No.
Oh, my God, have you seen what Barry's done?
Oh
my
Barry.
God. I can't believe Barry and Linda have broken up. Oh, my God, it's like so totes disastrous.
Isn't Bitty's mum called Linda?
Bitty?
Oh, Binky.
It's not called Bitty. Oh, OK.
No, that's what we call her.
Bitty. Little Britain, look at that.
Hi. Good, though. So, it's time for Innuendo Bingo. With Greg James. I like it when you play. It's making me laugh already.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. Nice to see you,
Simon. I'm poised over the bin like I'm about to be sick into it.
Yeah. Don't use the bin. Use his face.
Oh, my God, will you hold my hair? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, so, first we're going to Holmes Under the Hammer. And Martin Roberts. Martin's struggling with a common problem. He's knocking on a lady's door, but she won't let him in.
Let's take a look.
Well, Dave Edmonds there with I Hear You Knocking, of course. Just in case you didn't know the song. Chris, it's just dropping out of your mouth. What happened?
Was that it?
No.
You can't.
I just wanted to stop so you were aware of the song.
Can you just stop DJing everything?
Okay.
Dave Evans there with the hey knocking.
It's so many years in the game, love. I can't help it. I DJ during TV shows. Is that what you like at home?
Yeah. I do actually trail my conversations.
Coming up next, I'm going to the kitchen. A funny story about last night.
I'll tell you about that after this.
After the news.
After the loo.
I actually do. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Holmes under the hammer. Martin, can't get in.
Well, I would. If I can get in. Let's try the side. Luckily for me, there is another way in through the back door.
Yes. Oh, Greg, you got it right in the face there, mate. And I just called you mate.
Mate.
Yeah, mate.
DJ mates.
Good morning.
Luckily for me, there is another way in through the back door. Oh,
Adam there in Thurrock spotted that one.
That guy, I feel like that's going to be me one day. When I watch Holmes Under the Hammer, I'm like, I'm probably going to be doing this one day.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I'm going to be... We will end up on a shopping channel together.
You and me, it'd be great.
We will.
Just
selling Diamondique.
Well, headphones and like electrical stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Go on, Greg. Show us what it does.
Well, we used to use these back in the day. These are CD decks, and you can pick them up for $39.99.
QVC price. Okay, so Cameron in Hull's watching for the first time today. Loves it. Tilly is watching with her mum. Over to Friday's BBC Look North now. And in the Yorkshire area, the police have been receiving reports of unusual events in the hedgerows.
And of course, it's not just a problem on little country roads where you might expect it. The biggest hotspot in our area is in South Yorkshire, the M1 M18 intersection.
They can be in front of you before you know it.
Yeah, it can come on you without warning.
Greg, you're right. Talking about the danger of deer running out onto the roads there. You never know. Never know what's going to happen up north.
They can be in front of you before you know.
Yeah, can come on you without warning.
Dylan and Andy.
That's great. Good spot.
Dylan and Andy sent us that one. Mm. Remember, if you've seen any clips that might be good for Inuit and Bingo, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
What was it about?
Deer.
Deer.
Running out into the road.
I miss deer. Mm. You don't see him in London, do you?
No, really not.
Don't get any deer.
And now a favourite from last week. And it's a good...
You missed deer. Do you know what you just said?
It's gone
full. You don't see him, do you?
Full Alan Partridge now.
Don't see him around Liverpool Street. I missed deer.
Now, this is a good friend of yours, Greg. It's Jonathan Agnew off of cricket. Now, as we join Aggers, he's on Five Live Breakfast, and Rachel Burden is asking him about a recent news story. Now, as he often does in this situation, Aggers gives a few... Chris, stop spraying. What are you doing? Do you remember this one, do you? Aggers has given me a few too many details.
An earthquake with a magnitude of 3.8 hit the county of Rutland in the East Midlands last night. Let's speak to someone who felt the earth move. Our cricket correspondent, Jonathan Agnew. Mr. Agnew, good morning. What happened?
Well, I was in bed with a dog.
Oh.
Actually, because my wife was working late.
Oh, it's like sparring. That was brilliant. It was like, you did a bit, he did a bit, you did a bit. That was great. Who's wettest?
Chris's crotch is wettest, but my face is wettest.
Well, I was in bed with a dog.
There we are. That's Jonathan Agnew there.
Revelation.
Greg's looking extra handsome today in his short, says Chloe off of Brighton.
Oh, God.
Joe on the M20 says, I'll be watching this one later. All right.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, uncomfortable.
Lucy off of Bolton's walking her dog, but she is listening.
Not in bed with the dog.
No.
A la Agnew.
Well, I was in bed with the dog.
Chris.
All right, then.
You're right there. Have a little moment to yourself, are you?
Okay.
Okay, right, here's a new one. Over to Tom Kerridge on this week. On this week's Saturday Kitchen. And while waiting for his cooking in the oven, Tom finds his hands wandering.
Then it's into the oven.
Straight over, Greg, then. That was just me reading out what was about to happen.
That was
a torrent of water there.
Literally below the belt.
Okay, so Tom Tom finds his hands wandering. Ready?
Ready.
Here you go. Come on, drink your water.
Then it's into the oven for about 15 minutes till they're lovely and toasty.
We haven't even got to the bit.
I'm so sorry.
Is it Tom's voice that's doing it for you?
Yeah.
Come on, see if you can get through it.
Then it's into the oven for about 15 minutes till they're lovely and toasty. But give your nuts a quick stir from time to time to make sure they're not burning.
Oh my God, Chris, you are such a mess today.
His voice is so funny.
It's good advice, though, for anyone that may have used some of that menthol shower gel before going to work. We've all done it.
But give your nuts a quick stir from time to time to make sure they're not burning.
Peter and Faye emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
You know, someone completely ruined Broadchurch for me the other day when they said, just imagine everyone is talking like Tom Kerridge.
All right.
Because they all talk like Tom Kerridge. I don't know who killed Danny.
Wow, does Greg shave his legs? Suspiciously smooth. There's Craig in Folkestone.
I do, that's what I was doing last week.
Yep, shaving your legs.
Yeah. That pan up, pan up.
Pan up, love.
Pan down to the... Get up! Hey.
Oh, and this is the BBC. This
sicko!
And now we cross over to one of the queens of Innuendo Bingo, Caroline Martin from BBC WM. Mm. The woman responsible for one of the greatest clips of all time.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I tell you.
It's a promise, Caroline. This time, Caroline is giving some advice to a listener on the phone. And I think... I think a lot of people in the West Midlands had also heard this same rumour about the postman.
Listen, what are you doing for Valentine's?
Valentine's, well, hopefully I'll get some. Hopefully in the morning.
I reckon. I bet, Brian, that postman is already dreading coming to you because his sack's going to be full.
Caroline! Someone needs to tell her she's on the air.
Again.
You want again?
Yes.
Okay. Try it with water, then.
Oh, okay.
Listen, what are you doing for Valentine's?
Valentine's, well, hopefully I'll get some. Hopefully in the morning.
I reckon. Brian, that postman is already dreading coming to you because his sack's going to be full.
She's on all the time. Oh, this is a good one. Everyone's very wet. Now we're going over to You and Yours on Radio 4 from earlier in the week. We do like to dot around lots of different types of shows.
Yeah, sure.
And this is a discussion about what David Beckham used to do when he was younger. I think possibly before he met Victoria.
A good example of what Craig was just saying, because Mr. Beckham was noted as playing with his Taj Mahal to de-stress.
Kieran sent that one in. We have no idea what they're talking about. Something about maybe a toy model of the Taj Mahal?
Mr. Beckham was noted as playing with his Taj Mahal.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've got a new piece of code to use. And now, like the aubergine emoji.
We now have a classic, which we have to play to Greg. Please.
Okay.
It's from Jamie and Jimmy's Friday Night Feast. And their guest is a singer called Ellie Goulding.
Hmm.
And it sounds like they're really kind of putting Ellie through it here.
So, Ellie, you've done an amazing job. How do you feel? All those punters out there are eating your burger.
Greg, come on. This is crazy.
This is crazy wet today.
All those punters out there are eating your burger.
Wow. More water, please.
Oh, this is a wet one.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it never stops.
What's
that? Oh, dear.
This is incredible today.
Another one? Really?
Come on. Come on. Do you remember when Fern had that chat with Ellie?
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely piano as well. It's called. What's your penis called?
Chris.
Piano player Chris there. And now over to behind the scenes... EastEnders, back to ours. I haven't seen this.
What's that? What's that?
Well, Barbara Windsor and Pamson Clements.
Is that like
Peggy and Pat?
Is that like The Apprentice You're Fired?
It's basically Peggy and Pat on the sofa watching old clips of EastEnders, and that's a TV show.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Water, Please? It's probably BBC Three.
What's it called? What's it called?
It's EastEnders, Back to Ours.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Gogglebox, but with Peggy and Pat. It is basically that idea, isn't it? Pat Butcher. No.
Can you pull your shorts down?
Pull your shorts down. Sorry. Making a beast of yourself. Water, Please. Pamson Clement, of course, whose autobiography is called it's called The End of an Earring. Actual fact.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Her book's called The End of an Earring.
What, Pat Butcher's autobiography is called End of an Earring?
Yes.
No.
Fact, look it up.
What?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Georgie, who emailed this one to me, was a little bit worried that they didn't know this was being filmed, Peggy and Pat. There they are, sat on the sofa, not aware there's a big camera there. Water.
5 plus 2.
It's a good one, though. What are they doing on the other side? Playing Rihanna. Oh, I'm about to do that, actually. Come on. EastEnders, Back to Ours. Peggy and Pat. Sat on the sofa, watched a bit of telly. Well, watching themselves on EastEnders, mostly. There you go. Chris, they're holding everything up. You're the reason it's 5 plus 2.
I'm so sorry.
What's happening?
I can't cope. It's him just going, it's 5 plus 2.
Come on, let's wrap this up.
Come on.
Any water?
Come on.
Well, improvise.
They really want a song now.
I'll see. You just backwashed it. I've got half.
Okay, come on.
Right.
It's not going to be good now, this one, is it? EastEnders, Back to Ours. They're watching old clips of EastEnders, Peggy and Pat on the sofa.
Right, good. Mm. Lovely, thank you. Nice having a nosh and watching the telly. Mm.
That was it. Well, that's all gone wrong, isn't it?
That is.
Chaotic scenes here at Innuendo Bingo HQ.
That's a mess.
That is a big mess.
We didn't even have Dale Winton.
If you didn't watch it live, then you can watch it later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Just for you, Greg.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, Greg James and his bingo pants have certainly caused a stir around here today. Are you all right, Chris?
I'm okay, yeah. I've got to say, the shorts were very short at times.
Yeah.
He forgot that he was wearing them, I think.
Yeah, forgot he was maybe on camera there for a bit as well.
Tricky situation. I had to kind of subtly, every now and then, I'd be like, I tried to make this gesture.
Yeah.
But he didn't really understand it.
Pull them down. So that video will be up for you later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. I think that one is going to fly.
It was funny. The clips were incredible today.
They were good, weren't they?
Also, it was just the thought of Pat and Peggy Mitchell doing
Gogglebox. I know.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
And I've just tweeted it, but her autobiography, Pat Butcher, is called The End of an Earring. I've just sent the cover of the book as proof. But yeah, nice one from Peggy and Pat on bingo today.
Right, good. Mm. Lovely, thank you. Nice having a nosh and watching the telly.
Mm. Thanks, Pat.
It took about 10 minutes just to get to that one.
Yeah. It wasn't even that good. Okay, so we've noticed something about Charlie Slough, and he's going to come in at 3:40 to play Real or No Real today on Fat Tuesday. There he was on his show having a conversation with Big Nasty.
Mm. Who's now a friend of yours.
Yes. I did have a picture with him last time he was in the building. Nasty, Narstie.
I guess he's not a friend yet, but he's the kind of person I think would make an amazing friend for you.
However, I mean, unlikely friend, but yes, a friend. When Charlie and Nasty are talking together on air, this happens.
Do you smell me? They've grown up. It's a new, different era.
You what?
Nasty asks Charlie, do you smell me? Listen.
You don't really want to do it. Do you smell me, fam?
I see you, fam.
Yeah?
So Nasty says, do you smell me, fam? And Charlie says, I see you, fam.
So Charlie's not smelling back. It's no. like, it's, it sounds to me like Big Nasty's saying, you smell me, like, as in, you get me. Mm. And Charlie doesn't want to use that phrase back.
Yeah. So do you smell me, fam?
How does he not laugh? I smell you.
No,
or do you
wrong.
Want me to do Charlie way?
No, you need to see, I see you.
All right.
Do you smell me, fam?
I see you.
Let's try this out with him and see if he remembers at 3:40 today.
We don't really want to do it. Do you smell me, fam?
I see you, fam.
Yeah?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're talking about my new BBC Three show that I love, Southside Story, and how they break into song at any moment. It's like British Glee, but real people. Chris has been trying out for himself. You can hear that after 2:30.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because the TV show itself is structured reality.
Mm. But they are, they're real life people in real life situations, only they are prone to bursting into song and performing one of the UK's biggest chart hits.
I get that, but I guess what you wanted to test with me is see what happens when it actually happens in real life.
Yeah, so if somebody did just break out into song in a shop or on the street, how would people react? Because in Southside Story, everyone just looks at them like they're normal. I don't think that would happen in real life. Find out what happens just after 2:30. This week, you know you can vote for the British Breakthrough Act at this year's Brit. The Brits are next week. Previous winners include Ed Sheeran for this award, Ben Howard, Tiny Temper, Bastille, so it's a good one to get. And you, the Radio 1 listener, get to decide the winner of this year's award out of the five nominees. Now, I'm not allowed to have any bias here, as I said yesterday, so what I'm going to do today is tell you who all five nominees are, but in an incredibly excited way. So yesterday I just did it like, meh. And today I'm going to do it well excited, all right?
What's tomorrow going to be, French or something?
Yeah, possibly. I'm just not allowed to show, you know, love for one or not the other, you know?
It's interesting this, because then yesterday loads of people got in touch and said you were particularly fond, it sounded like, of one particular act.
No, but I wasn't.
There was just a slight way that you said it, which made it seem like there was a massive bias.
No, no. And all of these, which you can vote for any one of them, they will all have exactly the same level of excitement. Churches! FKA Twigs! George Ezra! Royal Blood! Sam Smith! So if you want to cast your vote, you've got until 6 p.m. on Friday to make your mind up. Go to the Radio 1 website, click on the Brits link, and please, if you've got the time, vote for this year's British Breakthrough Act, because you can make all the difference on this. It's you who's deciding who wins this award.
I think you did a good job of that. I think it felt like you both... it's not even that you love them all the same. It can be that you hate them all the same.
Mm.
But as long as you're impartial.
Yeah.
I think you did a good job of that.
Thank you. All of the nominees are performing in the Live Lounge with Fern every day this week from 10 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right. So, there is a show on BBC 3 called Southside Story. It's a structured reality show. Loads of people from South London who are always quite happy. They have a few dramas, but generally they're singing and they're dancing. And what happens is they do burst into song at any point. A bit like on Glee, but they're real people.
Well, they're in a scene, aren't they? And they'll be talking to one another. Then all of a sudden, they'll kind of get that. You can sort of see what the song's going to be. You see it coming.
Yeah, what they do is they tease in the conversation what the song might be.
So I mean, we said this earlier to Fern, but maybe they're having an argument. One of them is then rude to the other person.
Yeah, and then it'll be, why you gotta be so rude?
But at that point, they turn to camera and then perform this song. There's dancing. It goes very Glee.
Yeah. But no one around them, when they are singing, seems to think that it's weird. And I'd like to try this out in real life. I mean, not that I'm saying they're not real, but like, what would happen if you started doing it?
Yeah, of course.
So you have a conversation with somebody somewhere and then suddenly burst into song, just like they do on my new favourite BBC Three TV show. The video of this is on the Radio 1 Facebook page right now. So where did you go?
Okay, so I left Radio 1 building and went to a fish shop. I don't know, what's the technical name for this? It's not an aquarium.
A shop that sells fish. Oh, okay. Is that the one down the road where they always have the sign outside that says, we've got crabs downstairs?
Yeah. They haven't changed that sign for ages.
About 10 years.
Okay, so obviously you sent me, you won't do this yourself. So I went along and I had a song that was in my mind, and all I was told was that I've got to go in and try and get to that song and then turn to camera and perform it.
So the conversation needs to be about leading up to that song.
Yeah.
But you haven't told the person in the shop that sells fish about the fact that you're going to burst into song.
No, of course not. So I've turned up there, I've got a selfie stick, I'm just going to film the whole thing myself. I go in and you'll hear it coming. I need to basically find a way of getting myself into singing a song about a fish.
Okay, so here he is in the fish shop.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Just looking to buy some fish.
Like that.
Oh yeah, don't worry about that. That's all good.
Right, so you are holding a massive selfie stick and filming yourself.
Yes, she sees that. That's what she's pointing at there. She's like, well, what's that? And I didn't really know how to get that. I just ignore it.
Yeah. So you've began the kind of small talk. You've said that you want to buy some fish.
Excuse me?
Hi.
Just looking to buy some fish.
So other than the selfie stick, you're acting completely normal.
Yeah, for now.
What have you got here? What's going on?
Well, these are rainbow fish.
Yeah.
They're shoaling fish, most of them. These are rasboras. Then it depends how big is your tank, to be honest.
I've got a big tank. I was hoping to get a big fish, like a really big fish.
All right.
Okay, so it depends on how big your tank is, but you've made it clear that you want a big fish. I'm not sure where this is going. What song could it be?
I'm after a fish. Admittedly, I couldn't think of many fish songs.
Are you doing a track by We Are The Ocean?
No. That's a good idea,
big
though.
Big fish. Okay, here's her suggestion of big fish that you might want to buy. Here we go.
Well, you could get some kissing gouramis, for example,
yeah,
which are big and nice. These guys are growing quite big. They're growing up to 10 centimetres.
Oh.
Have you got something bigger? I'm thinking like something like a big freshwater fish, you know.
How about the goldfish, the cold water ones?
Well, yeah. I was thinking of something really big, you know, something maybe ocean-based.
Okay, so she's offered you goldfish and you are saying bigger, you want freshwater fish.
Can you guess the song yet?
No. So you're about to burst into song to express yourself.
From what you told me I needed to do is then turn to the camera at that point and sing. And I'm not a very good singer, but I did what I was told.
And she knows nothing about this. Okay.
I was thinking of something really big. You know, something maybe ocean-based. Because, you know, I'm all about the bass.
All right. Let's
I'm all about the bass, about the bass, about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, about the bass, no trouble. I'm all about the bass, no trouble.
No.
I'm bringing booty back. Go down the mountain and I've been in it.
Doesn't know the words.
Say my mama, she told me a nothing about herself. Da booty booty, da booty booty.
So you're parading around a fish shop doing this.
I didn't know what to do, I just started walking around.
Look at you, you're just walking past loads of fish tanks.
Yeah.
And then you walk out, just like they do on South Side Story.
I don't know if they feel as awkward as I felt doing it on the actual South Side Story. It's a very awkward feeling, Mills.
The video is so good.
You get me to do these things.
The look of surprise on her face when you suddenly start singing into the camera. You see, that's what I thought would happen. On the TV show, everyone acts like it's completely normal and just carries on with their life. That wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, as you sang all about that bass. Oh, good one. I wasn't expecting that. The video's on the Radio 1 Facebook.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Once again, that did not carry a cringe warning.
Yeah, maybe that should have.
Wait till you see the video. Wow, that poor woman in the fish shop.
Also, don't often use a selfie stick. I'm not one of those guys. It was quite a liberating experience.
I'm not that guy. That was great. That was one of the cringiest ones yet.
This is a good idea, Danielle. She says, go to a light shop and sing Chandelier.
Oh, yes. That's next. Spontaneously burst into song. Elena loved it. Amy says, I almost wet myself. Kath loves it. Ellie and Ariana on Twitter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. What's happening today? Ed Sheeran is 24. Is he only 24?
Oh no, you're going to make this like a Martin Garrix situation. Look how well he does.
He's 24. Only 24. And he's done well. He's just tweeted, thanks for all the birthday messages, everyone. You're the best. Katie Price and Katie Hopkins' Twitter beef is still real, still happening. Is it true that Katie Hopkins is going to be on Britain's Got Talent?
Doing what?
Being a judge.
Being a judge. Oh, I thought you were saying a contestant.
No.
I was like, what's her talent?
I'm not sure how I feel about that. And best news of the day. How excited are you for EastEnders this week? I'm so excited.
I'm very, very excited. We need to watch it together. We need to make a thing of this.
Yeah. So I also believe that Richard Blackwood makes his first appearance tonight.
Yes.
Who the man? For our older listeners there. And Tamwa is live tweeting from the official EastEnders Twitter account as of tonight.
Tamwa's a legend. I reckon he did it. That's my bet. Outside bet, I know.
Right, so what, by tweeting it, by live tweeting, he's going to try and put you off the scent?
I think so, yeah. Look for the ones that are overcompensating, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's live week on EastEnders. I'm really excited about it. Everyone is talking about it. But it's the guy, the actor's tweeting as Tamwa in character. And the entire live episode is going to be on Thursday night, and that's when we'll finally find out who did it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what a day to coincide with Pancake Day. It's also Fat Tuesday. Charlie Slough. Happy Shrove Tuesday to you.
Happy Pancake Day, cuz.
Right?
Yep.
What's going on?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. I heard that you're going to have a pancake eat-off today on your show on One Extra.
Uh-huh. Me versus DJ Ace.
No, but it was going to be someone else.
Big Nasty.
What's happened to him?
He got a bit scared. He heard that when it comes to pancakes, I ain't on no long thing. Man can put them away, box them off, left, right and centre.
I smell you. It's the biggest day of the year for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. I celebrate this year. This day of the year, rather.
How many of you are today so far?
Well, to be honest, I've tried to save myself for the competition, but I prepared in great style, with great elegance. Yeah?
What?
Man, I had two bacon sandwiches for breakfast.
Yeah.
Bowl of sugar puffs.
Yeah.
Two packs of peanuts. Just had some macaroni and cheese to line the stomach.
Yeah.
Trick of the trade.
Is it not macaroni cheese? No. Is it? Or is it No, it's macaroni and cheese.
Yes. Yeah, of course it is.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. A tuna baguette.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
All this.
Yeah. And a fruit bar. And now I'm ready, fam. I'm ready to go in and claim the title.
I'm going to say, though, Ace, I reckon he's a good contender because he's a big lad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can you? I reckon he can put it away. You know what I'm saying?
How does the how does it work? Like, is it the speed?
So I do believe there's 60 pancakes.
60 pancakes?
Yeah, five different toppings available throughout.
Lush.
And it's whoever gets through the most of them.
Oh, so it's not the first one to eat 60?
No, it's whoever gets through the most of them.
And that is why that is great radio. You should listen to Charlie Slough this
afternoon.
You
can watch it as well.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
4 p.m, BBC Radio 1 Extra. Get it on your phone. Yeah. Get it on your TV.
Yeah.
Get it on your laptop, whatever you want.
Yeah, tablet.
For a tablet. 4 p.m today, Charlie Slough.
Gonna be sick, fam.
Eating competition.
Oh, gosh.
Like nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about these facts on Real or No Real? It's a Fat Tuesday Charlie Slough special. Let's go.
Jay-Z and Beyoncé decided to skip the 2012 Grammys at the last minute and instead went to their favourite pizza restaurant near their house.
Wow. I mean, that's quite big, skipping the Grammys for a pizza.
Should we just skip the Grammys and just go for a margarita? Yeah, right then.
But that happens every now and then. You know, when you've got plans and you just decide to do something a bit different.
Not so, to the Grammys.
Just have a pizza tonight. Let's keep it easy.
I suppose for them, though, like, going to the Grammys is just like us going out for a drink.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean much, does it? Yeah. It's like, whatever, Grammys, I've got another award ceremony next week. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, I could actually see them doing that, you know. The pizza's probably really good as well. And they might have been doing 2-for-1. They might have been doing 2-for-1 on that particular night. So they thought, you know what, let's save a couple of quid.
Do you reckon, like I do you reckon they get them texts every week on a certain day?
I get them texts as well.
I bet you do.
From all of them.
I smell you, fam.
Can you imagine Beyonce eating a pizza?
No.
Can you? I mean, because no, I can't. I can't imagine her a pizza buffet.
No.
They're boshing slices.
I can.
No, I can't. Away,
loving the meat.
Snuffling into a stuffed crust.
Well, that would be my question to you both. That would be my question to you both. What pizza's she eating? What are we thinking here?
I reckon for me, she's going for a meat feast.
See, I think Hawaiian. I'm kind of against Hawaiian pizza.
She would not have Hawaiian.
Really?
No
I
way.
Love Hawaiian. How are you against Hawaiian? That's one of the best pizzas in the world, Chris.
I'm one of those cars that think smell pineapple you, on a pizza is...
What?
Do you not agree?
Mad. It's the thing of pineapple and cheese together.
Oh, it's lush.
I smell
it's
you.
The best thing in the world, Chris.
So good.
Oh, gosh.
But I can't imagine Beyonce ever having Hawaiian. Anyway.
Giuseppe?
Did they go for a pizza instead of the Grammys? Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
No, surely. No real.
That one is real.
No! Oh, gosh! Like Jay-Z!
It was when Blue Ivy was really young and they were a bit tired. It ended up being slightly awkward because Jay won Best Rap Performance for Otis and wasn't there, just having a sloppy Giuseppe down the road. And next on Real or No Real...
The drums at the start of the EastEnders theme tune were once sampled by Professor Green for an early demo.
Ooh.
Wow.
So many people must have done this. So many people must use these drums in a song.
But have they been used in a sample by Professor Green? Are you going to be watching live EastEnders this week, Charlie?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. You find out who killed Lucy.
I've not watched EastEnders for about 3 years, to be honest.
Is it?
Doesn't matter. Get into it now.
I'm into it. I'm into it this week. I know who done it anyway.
Who?
Do you?
I can't say.
Is it Tamwar?
I can't say. We but I've got Tamwar. The inside scoop. I've got the inside scoop. No jokes.
You haven't, though.
I have.
You haven't. You always say things like this. No,
I've got the inside. I know who killed Lucy Beale for facts, fam. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you after still.
Oh, will you?
Not on air, though.
I don't believe any... I know some things are true, but there was that time that you made me put a quite significant bet on the football at one point on some inside knowledge. And genuinely, I then texted you that night and said, Charlie, what is the inside knowledge here? I understand if you can't say it on the radio. And you told me certain names and things like that. Surprised to say, that bet did not come through.
No. It didn't, but things changed.
No,
things they got onto it. They cottoned onto it, didn't they? So they had to change it up a bit.
Right.
Do you remember we were saying on Friday, the Channel 4 news theme was also on the soundtrack to a Clint Eastwood film from years ago?
Really?
I've not been able to watch the news the same way since. Yeah, you know... That was an actual Western with Clint Eastwood. They used the same music. But did Professor Green once sample the drums from EastEnders?
No real.
Real.
That one.
Yes?
Is no real.
Don't know.
No.
I'm flying today, fam. I told you I am in form, on form, when it comes to this day, man.
I'm especially looking forward to the pancakes, fam.
Yeah.
And next...
Popular pancake filling, chocolate sauce, was often used as a substitute for blood in films up until the 1950s.
I thought they used tomato sauce.
Well, in black and white, it wouldn't matter, would it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, yeah, so up until the 50s, so that would have been no colour.
No colour.
So it'd be chocolate but then I think it would be fine then, because whenever you had those zombie films and things like that, if there was lots of blood and the zombies were getting right involved, it just tasted like chocolate, would actually
sick,
be quite pleasant.
I mean, that's a amazing dream for you, isn't it?
A dream. I'd actually want to be an actor in the 50s, just so I could be a zombie, eat someone and get some chocolate.
And some chocolate.
Real or no real?
I think this is real.
Yeah, I agree, this is real, this one, fam.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh!
In the days of black and white, chocolate syrup was used for gory scenes. Its dark colour... working much better on screen than vibrant red food like ketchup. And your final fact today, or is it a fact?
In Germany, Rice Krispies go nisper, nasper, nusper.
Nisper, nasper, nusper.
Obviously, I mean, in English they go snap, crackle, pop. But that wouldn't make any sense in another country, so...
Yeah, but snap, crackle and pop are... Now, there's a technical term for this. Is it onomatopoeia? Is that right?
What?
And that is where a word is like a sound. Do you know what I mean? So crackle sounds like the sound that it's describing. It's a word that sounds like a sound. Does that make sense? Have I explained that right?
No. Snap.
Yes.
Crackle. Snap. Pop.
Crackle doesn't sound like crackle, fam.
It does. Crackle does sound like crackle. When you crackle something, it is like the word crackle.
Like...
Think
No, I found it. Where's the resemblance?
Think crackling. Crackling.
No. No.
It's like in France, you know that ducks go quack, right? They don't in France. Do you know what they do in France?
What do they do?
Quan quan.
Do they?
Yeah.
But what was the one again? Nispa, naspa? Because the clue here will be, do these words sound like the things, you know, the cereal?
Nispa, naspa, nuspa. That's German Rice Krispies. Or is it?
See, I think this could be real.
Nispa, naspa, nuspa.
Yeah. I'm going to go real on this one, Mills.
I want to say no real, fam.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Obviously, they make a different noise in every language, as we said. Snap, crackle, pop in English. Do you want to know what it is in Mexico?
Yeah. Right.
Pim, pam, pum.
What about in Dutch?
Don't know. Do you want to know what it is in Swedish?
Yeah.
Piff, paff, puff.
That's sick.
In Finnish. Finnish?
Yeah, go on.
Ricks, racks, pox.
Rich Francis could
go on for hours.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real, where we found out what Rice Krispies make in different languages.
I got 20, Charlie got 30.
Oh, gosh!
I smell you, Mills.
I smell you, fam.
So who's your money on today? Me or Ace?
You.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah.
I've got this, you know. I won't let you down.
What time does the pancake eating start?
From 4 p.m.
Until 7?
Yeah.
Can you quickly clear up this I smell you thing? We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
You say in some of your interviews, we've noticed this one creeping in.
What?
I smell you.
No, that's not me.
No, that's nasty.
Nasty says
but
that.
But you wouldn't reply. He would say, I smell you. You'd say, I see you, like you didn't want to go along with it.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's his terminology. I got mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
We're
he's got his. His is just smell me, fam. I'm like, I see you, cuz.
Did you notice us doing that earlier?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You don't really want to do it. Do you smell me, fam?
I see you, fam.
Yeah?
So he says, you smell me, fam. Yeah. You say, I see you, fam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So you used
it's
to
like couple
that.
Talk.
It is.
Between yeah. them.
Yeah, one it's of like you, pillow
one
talk.
One of you could take the smell, one of you could take the see.
Lovely.
So which one is it? Who wants to smell?
So you're just cracking
see?
On through the senses. Next to be, I taste you nasty.
Whoa.
Do you do you not want to smell him back then?
Not really, no. I mean, yeah.
Give him a sniff.
Charlie Slough's on one extra with pancakes, a lot of them, from 4. Greg James is here on Radio 1. Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Hit subscribe on this podcast and you'll get it for free every day. Or listen to us live tomorrow, 1 p.m, BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.